It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there she's over there somewhere in Switzerland, where I'm told the weather isn't even terrible. So tell us more. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, I'm very good, thank you. Yes, from Switzerland, back from a short trip, and with a topic, a couple of topics that I chose for us today. One is about waste, it's about garbage, and it's about a topic that we talked about already a very long time ago, where we were mentioning the fact that China does not take everybody's waste any longer, and especially not electronic waste that cannot be easily destroyed. They made a huge decision, because basically China until that point was taking about half of what other Western countries have as waste, and all of a sudden they decided that enough was enough. So what our Western countries thought was, all right, if China doesn't take our waste, our electronic waste specifically, then let's send it to other part of the world, and that would be, for example, the Philippines, Asia, Southeast Asia, India, Turkey, Thailand, and all countries that were not protecting themselves very well from those imports. So what happens right now is that the next countries, like China did, are saying enough is enough. For example, in the Philippines, a huge problem, and the minister Teodoro Loxin also took the issue on Twitter, as I guess all politicians do these days, to say that they were not ready to take the waste of all the rich countries anymore. They just got 25 tons of electronic waste from Hong Kong, and it was going to make sure that those tons were going back to Hong Kong. So why this system is actually in place? It's because this electronic waste is supposed actually to be recycled. But this is a theory, because in the practice, very little is recycled. Very often in those containers, there is actually much more than just what is declared on paper. Often enough, those electronic waste are burned, which is the next problem then for the concerned countries, because it's obviously then an environmental hazard, and this has a direct impact on the well-being of their own population. According to Greenpeace, actually only 9% is recycled of everything that is sent. 12% is burned, and 79% stays on landfills. So you can imagine how certain part of the country, most probably the poor parts of those countries, look like with all these landfills. The minister of Malaysia, for example, is also very upset about this, and I quote, she said that Malaysia is not the landfill of the rest of the world. So one can really feel that there is also a question of pride, because it's all the rich countries, the more prosperous countries that allow themselves to send all their waste to poor countries in the world. We are talking, of course, about electronic waste, and as I said, very often it's actually different things, like different kinds of plastic. And as we all know, today plastic is difficult to recycle to begin with. CDs are difficult to recycle. So we basically send all of this in countries that have already, unfortunately, difficulties dealing with their own domestic waste. So by having to deal with such an amount of waste that need a very organized structure to take care of, this is an absolute environmental disaster. One can also add to that that at times certain countries have corruption problems, which doesn't help, because in this case, obviously, what's declared is not what really arrives in those containers. And we can be pretty certain that certain material that is in there is definitely very dangerous, and not only when it's burned, but it's just dangerous by being there. That develops also different forms of criminality that has been seen also in Italy when there was the waste problem in the city of Napoli. All of this waste was taken care of by the different mafias with different agreements among them. The only one to suffer in that case are the people, because they just are victims, basically, while other people earn a lot of money on this. It's almost difficult to believe, because when one hears waste, one would think there is nothing to do with it, but apparently that can be turned out in money. Now, the behavior of countries like the Philippines or Malaysia create also some diplomatic tension. One example would be between Canada and the Philippines, where some of this electronic waste has been sent many years ago, and the Philippines still have the intention to send it back to Canada, which obviously they don't want that back. So what seems to be an irrelevant problem in a world of much bigger issues is part of the environment issues that we will have to deal with. And that's also the reason why mid-May 180 countries signed an agreement demanding that as of 2021, anybody, any country who wants to export material that cannot be recycled, they first have to ask for permission. So this would be a way to put a frame around that business and try to avoid containers arriving full of who knows what in countries that don't really have the structure to take care of it. And the ideal would be at the end to be able to recycle most of it, which was admittedly also the original idea. So this is one little part of our environmental issues worldwide, but I thought that it was worth mentioning that because very often Western countries or so-called rich countries have the tendency to criticize countries like China and others about the environment, about pollution. And I thought that it was a very interesting paradox to see that while criticizing on one hand, on the other hand, we do not hesitate to send our waste to those countries. Exactly.
Thank you very much, Mirella Ross, over there.
My pleasure.